Now, the moment you've all been waiting for.
Testing, testing, check, check, check.
Hello there, this is funny lady Judith Lucy.
Hi, this is Joel Creasy.
Hey, this is Fiona O'Loughlin.
Hi guys, McLaughlin here, that would be of the Craig variety.
Hi, this is Shayna Blaze.
Hello, this is Tom Ballard.
Hi, this is Melissa Cap.
G'day, this is ScoMo, Scott Morrison.
Hi, this is Reece Nicholson.
Hi, it's Gina Liano from The Real Housewives of Melbourne.
Hi, this is Reece Mastin.
Hi, this is JC Fox.
This is Kathy Griffin.
Hey, this is Todd Collins.
Hello, this is Weird Al Yankovic.
Hello everybody, it's Omar Rudberg and you're listening to The Troy Murphy Show.
Troy Murphy laughing at me in the other studio. Oh, he's dancing to my radio vet. Hello, Troy.
The last couple of shows I've listened to The Troy Murphy Show, I've nearly had a couple of accidents because my eyes have been watering with laughter so much.
Is it me? Am I the problem? Surely I can't be the only one that thinks that the world is going bananas. With doctors last summer claiming the term morbidly obese to be ditched. Look, I understand morbidly obese is not a glamorous term, but unlike the morbidly obese lifestyle, one should not have to sugarcoat everything to explain that it's problematic.
He's ready for his close-up. It's the Troy Murphy Show.
Ladies, gentlemen, them, they, and all, welcome to the Troy Murphy Show. I am, of course, your host, Troy Murphy, and this, as the name suggests, is the Troy Murphy Show. Yes, that's right. It's that glorious time of the week again. Thursday nights from 7 p.m. when the Troy Murphy Show graces the TSR bandwidth and airwaves for an exciting adventure of talk till 8 p.m. Now, what is the Troy Murphy Show, I hear you ask? Well, thank you for asking. The Troy Murphy Show is a commentary and analysis opinion-based talk show, covering everything from the serious news, from the weird and wacky, to wonderful news. It's where celebrities stop by for a chat and people far smarter than I join to talk topics that need expert opinions and views on, providing access and views not adequately represented by other broadcasting sectors, ensuring, my friends, that all reasonable efforts are made in presenting factual material accurately. Isn't that right, AI Prime Minister Anthony Albanese?
Yes, that's right, Troy. Hey, Troy, as the Prime Minister of Australia, I ask you, promise me not to go too hard on the Labor government this week on your show. Pretty please, Troy.
Yes, I promise, Albo. Yes, I promise. Anyway, moving on, it should also be noted that the opinions and the views on this show are that of my own. They are not my employer and they are not of this station. They are mine. And a key guide to understanding how this show works is if it sounds like I am reading, if it sounds like I'm reading, like I am right now, reading this script here, I most likely am reading direct from a news article or source material. If I'm speaking sternly with more authority, often quicker than what I am when I read, I am giving my opinion, my view on a serious issue. If my voice goes all over the place and I'm being a little sillier than usual, well then that's exactly what that is. I'm having a little bit of fun at whatever the topic I'm talking about. Make sense? Good. And with that, welcome to TSR's one and only over-opinionated talk show. A talk show with sass, with flair, with drama, with content, with compassion, with crazy and assertive natures that easily inspire jealousy rather than admiration. But enough about me, what about you? What does the Troy Murphy Show have for your listening pleasure tonight? On the Troy Murphy Show, we talk, well, at the... oh, how bad's this story? That Chinese zoo that denies the bear costume saga. Oh, shocking. And it's disappointing that I am only just on radio because I wish I could talk to you and play the video on loop over and over again and point out and pay out exactly what went wrong in that video. We'll also talk about a mum who sparked outrage online when she named her son Alpha Male, spelt M-A-E-L. Also on the show tonight, we're getting uglier with each passing generation. Find out why. And we'll also let you know when the best time to send an email is. Plus, it turns out that UFOs, UAPs, and potential extraterrestrial life forms could be true. True, I tell you. And I swear I'm not wearing a tin foil hat. You will not want to miss this story. And because it's the big story, we've put it at the end so you stay listening for the whole story. Plus, so much more. But before we get to that, today's celebration of the day. Today, this third day of August, is National Grab Some Nuts Day. I'm not going to touch that one with a 10-foot pole. I know it means like assorted nuts. That sounds wrong as well. But you know, your pecans, your cashews, your almonds. But the connotations are too innuendo-y for my liking. And with that, let's dive headfirst into this week's show without any safety gear on, of course, because that's how we do things here on the Troy Murphy Show. Responsibly. Don't try this at home.
It seems today that all you hear is music on the radio and murder on podcasts. But where are those good old-fashioned talk shows on which we used to rely? Lucky there's a Troy Murphy Show. Lucky there's a man who positively can do all the things that make us tune in live.
In Australia, only 13% of people keep fish. 9% of households without a pet and 17% with a pet are interested in keeping fish. The three reasons they don't keep fish are that they think it is harder, more expensive, and more time-consuming than it is. All three reasons are a myth, depending on what setup you choose. A simple tropical setup is actually the easiest and cheapest pet you can get. Pop in and visit us at Majestic Aquariums Tarrant Point, or follow us on our social media and learn how far fish keeping has come in the last few years. Majestic Aquariums are proud sponsors of 2SSR.
2SSR can help you promote your business with an innovative and inexpensive marketing plan. Our in-house team will help you design a campaign, voice the audio, and give it the professional production values you need. To find out more, call us on 9545 1800 or email info@2ssr.com.au to organise a talk with our experienced marketing team.
Hi, it's Kale. Hope you can join me for Friday Night Live every Friday from 7 to 9pm for a mix of pop and indie music, interviews with interesting people, and all the music and entertainment news from the Shire, Sydney and beyond. Friday Night Live, 7pm on 2SSR 99.7 FM. I'll see you there.
The Troy Murphy Show, 7pm Thursdays on the Sutherland Shire's 2SSR 99.7 FM.
Let's kick off this show with some weird, wacky, and wonderful news from around the world. Get this, in a bid to give her son the most manly name ever, one mum has unintentionally ignited a virtual firestorm online by naming her son Alpha Male. Yes. You heard correct. She named her son Alpha Male, spelled A-L-P-H-A-M-A-E-L, as opposed to M-A-L-E, male. When asked about the unique name, the defiant mum declared that the choice was not, well, the choice was, and I quote, not silly at all. Different, but not silly. It conveys a lot. Well, when she said that, little did she know what she was in for, because social media has erupted with criticism. And so it should, as users point out that poor little alpha male might face a lifetime of alpha-sized bullying. People commenting online, quote, "Alpha male, seriously, it's not silly, it's freaking stupid." And another one, right, quote, "I'm surprised they'd ever strap on their child with such a name. The kid will be bullied viciously." And then another commenter wrote, suggesting a way to balance the scales, humorously recommending that she name her second son Beta, because that's bound to ease any inferiority complexes, right? I tell you what, alpha male, you hope that that child ends up growing up to be a jock, or at least muscular, or square-jawed and you know, lumberjack-style, split wood, work in the mines kind of bloke. Because I guarantee you, with the way the young ones are growing up now, it's going to be a bisexual, limp-wristed, gender-neutral, them-they-pronoun listing, gender-altering, transsexual, female. I do make jest and light of this situation, but I do have a lot of friends who are of all that spectrum, and myself being under the rainbow umbrella, so I do make that joke in jest before anyone tries to think that I'm being discriminatory to my own kind. Oh, the haters in the corridors whispering are going to keep whispering, so I better get in front of it before the comments are made. Oh, I tell you what, though. I tell you what. It seems this mum's attempt at a manly name may have just set her son up for a lifetime of alpha-level teasing. Maybe it's time to explore some more down-to-earth options. I don't know. I don't know. Oh! It appears our telephone is ringing, which means only one thing. Hello, caller. You're on the air.
Why, hello there, Troy, and all the Troy Murphy Show listeners this week. It's your Aunt Ethel here ringing in to have my say.
Of course you have, Aunt Ethel. That is what you love to do and torment me with most weeks here on the show.
It's a difficult job, Troy, but someone's got to do it. Someone has got to do it. Actually, it's a really easy job. You just pick up the phone, you dial the number, and have a one-on-one with you, Troy. And the tormenting just comes with it.
Yes, it does, Aunt Ethel. Yes, it does. Now, Aunt Ethel, obviously, you're ringing up about this segment. What have you got to say about this young kid, alpha male?
Oh, it's not about the young kid I want to have a say about. It's that ridiculous mum looking for a manly man and going for something so obvious like alpha male.
Oh, Aunt Ethel, what would you have gone with instead?
Oh, Troy, throughout history there have been plenty, I tell you. Like, oh, here's a suggestion for you. Gaston,
Aunt Ethel, like Gaston from the Disney movie Beauty and the Beast?
Oh, exactly, Troy. Oh, wasn't he delightful with his big broad chest with hair all over it?
Yes, and he was also fictional, Aunt Ethel. What other suggestions do you have? I'll play along.
What about Max? Power. Oh, what a manly name that was.
I'm seeing a trend, Aunt Ethel. That was a hat tip to The Simpsons when Homer changed his name to Max Power to get a high-class job or something along the lines of that. Do you have any other suggestions, Aunt Ethel?
Well, Well, Troy, I've always been, I've always enjoyed the name Flex. Flex, what a great name.
Well, I guess you could flex having the name Flex. Yeah, good point. Anything else?
What about the name Sterling, Troy? Sterling, like Sterling Mortlock.
Oh, a bit of an Australian name there. The captain of the Australian Wallabies and the Brumbies rugby union team. Yes, that is a very manly name, Aunt Ethel.
There's always Magnum.
Like Magnum P.I., Tom Selleck.
Wasn't he a dreamboat, Troy? Wasn't he a dreamboat?
Look, Aunt Ethel, often I do disagree with you, but not on that one. What were we doing again? Oh, that's right. Aunt Ethel, you were making suggestions of manly names after the it was revealed that a mum wanting to give her son the most manly name ever named her son Alpha Male, spelled M-A-E-L.
Well, Troy, there's always, you know, John Wayne and Steve McQueen and Sean Connery and Clint Eastwood and Denzel Washington.
Ethel, I'm going to stop you there. I think you're just listing off the men, the manliest men that you're attracted to, and not the names of which this segment is about and what you called in to share with us.
Well, this is true, and I could keep going, you know, like John McClane, Rambo, that King Leonidas, whatever his name was, from the 300, and anything that Arnold Schwarzenegger's ever played. Same goes for that Kurt Russell and Liam Neeson in that Taken movie series. Oh, and Mel Gibson, Troy. You can't forget about Mel Gibson or Die Stallone. What a man. Oh, The Rock, Troy. The Rock. That Dwayne Johnson. That's a manly name and a manly man himself. Oh, what about that Brad Pitt, Troy? Oh.
I'm going to have to end it there, Aunt Ethel. You are making me very uncomfortable with your ramblings there, listing off all the men you're attracted to. Of course, you can have your say at any time. Hit the Troy Murphy Show up on our Facebook page or Twitter. You are listening to a very strange start to a very strange The Troy Murphy Show.
Never miss a show. Listen on demand. Click the Troy Murphy Show on the 2SR.com.au homepage program guide.
Stick around, because coming up next, we talk bears that may not be bears in China. We'll take a look at the news that broke across the country today as we put our serious hats on. And later on, we answer the question, when is the best time to send an email? But that's not all. Did you know we're getting uglier and uglier with each passing generation? Well, a self-proclaimed expert believes so. So we'll investigate that. And later on, the truth behind aliens and UFOs. Maybe the X-Files had it right all along. The truth is out there. And we talk about it on the show tonight. All that and so much more here on The Troy Murphy Show for your listening pleasure. That sounded wrong and kind of creepy. For your listening enjoyment? Yeah, that sounds a bit better. It's the Troy Murphy Show here on 2SR FM 99.7.
The Troy Murphy Show, 7 p.m. Thursdays on the Sutherland Shire's 2SR 99.7 FM.
Now for the weird, wacky, and wonderful news from around the world. The silly stuff at the front, the serious stuff at the back. In what we should file this next segment under, utterly unbelievable news. A zoo in eastern China has been forced to defend itself against a wild accusation. That accusation is that its sun bears are not real bears at all, but humans dressed up in furry costumes. The alleged evidence? A viral video of one bear standing on its hind legs supporting slender limbs that appeared suspiciously human-like. Now, the zoo where this is all taking place is called the Hangzhou, or the Hangzhou Zoo. Hangzhou, however you pronounce that. I'm going to say the Hangzhou Zoo because that just sounds funny. It's released a press release claiming innocence from the perspective of one of its very own Malaysian sun bears named Angela. Zookeepers were quick to point out that not all bears are hulking behemoths with fearsome power. Sun bears were the petite celebrities of the bear world, and it was high time they got some recognition for their unique charm. But skeptics on social media weren't so easily swayed, and nor am I. I've seen the video. I think it's a human. They insist that the bear was just a cunning human impersonator. Could have been a woman, who knows, or a them. Perhaps a disgruntled actor looking for a furry role to sink their teeth into, or a really broke actor desperate for any job possible. Talk about taking, the walk around characters you see at Disneyland, taking it to a whole new level, putting them in the cage, having them walk around. Now, the zoo, they've also released an audio recording on WeChat where a spokesperson assured the public that the bear was 100% authentic. He even challenged the doubters, claiming that that anyone attempting to pull off such a beary hoax could melt away in the scorching summer heat faster than an ice cream cone, because it's pretty hot there. And they allege that if it was a person in a suit, they would be very, very hot. The zoo's defense may have swayed some, but the majority remain polarized. Speculation ran wilder than a bunch of cubs playing tag, with theories ranging from undercover Hollywood auditions to an avant-garde performance art piece. Meanwhile, the sun bear in question seemed entirely unbothered by the commotion, blissfully unaware that it had become the centerpiece of a fur-raising debate. There's just too many puns in this. As the controversy continued to growl, a zoo employee declared that they were not bearing any grudges against the doubting public. And to prove their case once and for all, they have arranged special visits for reporters, hoping that seeing these petite, adorable creatures up close would convince them. Convince even the most skeptical minds. Well, I tell you what, as we all know, the Chinese are listening, and they're probably listening to this here show. We have about 10 bots every day, all day, every day, listening to this station as we broadcast online. One's probably from China, so China's probably listening. If you are listening, China, you know, I think you need to persuade your international audience that these bears are true. I'd happily put my hand up and take a free flight accommodation in a nice hotel. I've stayed in some pretty bad hotels in China before, so put me up in a good one, please. And I would like to verify the bear's authenticity. I'm going to look for some zippers at the back, you know. Now, whilst this might be the first time this zoo has been accused of staging a bear impersonation extravaganza, it's not the first time a zoo in China has been hit with an animal-themed scandal. No, sir, no, indeed. Past incidents include dogs masquerading as wolves, donkeys moonlighting as zebras, And who could forget the famous pandas once rumoured to be nothing more than fluffy bamboo-eating actors? In the end, whether these sun bears are genuinely adorable furballs or undercover method actors, well, it remains a mystery, leaving social media users in a state of furritation. Yeah, that doesn't even make sense. What a terrible pun. So next time you visit a zoo, be sure to give those animals an extra long look. Look for the zippers. You never know what surprises might be lurking behind those innocent eyes. And for Hollywood, well, forget the Masked Singer. Coming soon to a zoo nearest you, the Masked Bear. Where the fur flies, the claws click, and the conspiracy theories go wild. I told you I had plenty of puns on this one. And with that, the truth is just a fur piece away. Weird, wacky, wonderful news from around the world, in particular China, here on The Troy Murphy Show.
Stay tuned. More from The Troy Murphy Show coming up right after this.
Club on East is the friendliest club in the Sutherland Shire. There's so much happening. From live entertainment on Friday and Saturday nights to bingo and trivia on Wednesdays. They have function rooms suitable for celebrations and events. Not to mention their famous Stapleton Meat Raffle, drawn at 5 p.m. every Sunday. For entertainment, family fun, drinks and delicious food, it's all happening at Club on East Sutherland. Club on East, the new home of Mike's Grill, 7 East Parade in Sutherland. For more, visit cluboneast.com.au. Club on East are a proud sponsor of 2SSR.
Have you ever thought about the life you want to lead in retirement? How much will you need to save to achieve it? And will your superannuation be enough? A little bit of planning now can help you reach your retirement goals. At GJ Private Wealth, we take a customised approach to your retirement planning. Our expert team of qualified advisors will work with you to understand your personal situation and retirement goals to provide you with a personalised plan to help you get there. Speak to one of our advisors today by calling 02 8539 7999 or visit www.gjprivatewealth.com.au. GJ Private Wealth are authorised representatives of AMP Financial Planning and are proud sponsors of 2SSR.
Would you like to be involved in your local not-for-profit radio station? Would you like to become a 2SSR volunteer with the opportunity to be a presenter, provide office support or help with community events? If you would like to be part of the 2SSR family, call us on 9545 1800 or go to our website 2SSR.com.au and click on membership to download the application form.
Keeping it smooth in the Shire for over 20 years. Paul E. Routledge and Smooth Jazz. Will Downey. Everything I miss at home. Gerald Albright. Brand new heavies. You're such a freak. Paul E. Routledge and Smooth Jazz. Sunday, 6 p.m. for the drive home on FM 99.7.
Murphy Show, 7 p.m. Thursdays on the Sutherland Shire's 2SSR 99.7 FM.
It's time to put our serious hats on as we take a look at the news that broke today, this third day of August in 2023. Parents sue childcare centres over abuse allegations. The Australian government pressured Facebook to censor COVID protest information. The ABC faces scrutiny over presence at climate protest. Anthony Albanese faces challenges over Indigenous voice proposal. New South Wales minister removed over undisclosed land holdings. Federal Transport Minister sparks controversy with plane remark. LA scientists develop a groundbreaking cancer pill. And dancers sue Lizzo over alleged mistreatment. Let's now go into detail here on Current Affairs Unplugged. Parents of alleged childcare victims are initiating legal action against childcare centres in Sydney and Brisbane for allegedly breaching their duty of care. The legal case follows the arrest of a 45-year-old man on over 1,600 charges, including 136 counts of rape and 110 counts of sexual intercourse with a child under 10. The charges relate to 91 victims, all young girls from 10 Brisbane childcare centres, a Sydney childcare centre, and an international centre between 2007 and 2022. The man who filmed and photographed his actions had been in custody since his arrest last year. To seek compensation, the victims must prove a breach of duty of care resulting in damage or injury to the child. The situation has raised concerns about the burden on parents to decide whether to disclose the abuse to their children. Newly released Freedom of Information documents reveal that the Australian federal government pressured Facebook to censor information related to lawful public protests against COVID lockdowns and vaccine mandates. A social media team within the health department operating from a national incident room in Canberra was also found to have attempted to shut down posts by sitting Liberal MP Craig Kelly. The censors were on friendly terms with Facebook staff, exchanging daily emails and chit-chatting with emojis. The team also wanted to remove an entire group focused on stories about people allegedly injured by vaccines, citing concerns about the group's growing size and unsustainable complaints. However, Facebook refused to take action against the group. In response to the revelations, Mr. Kelly criticised the government's new misinformation social media laws and labelled the censorship attempts as Banana Republic stuff. Twitter also faced pressure to censor some of Mr. Kelly's tweets, but it declined to do so. The Health Department spokesman said that their actions aimed to ensure Australians had access to credible evidence-based health information during the pandemic. Pressure is mounting on the ABC to explain why a Four Corners TV crew was present at a climate protest outside the home of Woodside Energy CEO Meg O'Neill in Perth. The incident, considered a gross invasion of privacy, involved extremist activists, resulting in the arrest of four individuals. Initially, the ABC declined to confirm the presence of their crew, but later admitted that the crew was shooting footage for an investigative report for Four Corners. The ABC asserted that there was no collusion between the protesters and the crew, stating that they received a tip-off and had no prior knowledge of what was going to occur. Communications Minister Michelle Rowland sought further information on the matter due to the ABC's operational and editorial independence. Government Senate Leader Penny Wong also expressed concerns about the ABC's presence at the protests, which Woodside has branded as illegal and extremist. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese is facing challenges regarding the Voice proposal, which aims to give Indigenous Australians a say in policies that affect them. The Prime Minister, who has previously supported Aboriginal rights and treaty discussions, is now facing criticism for his handling of the Voice proposal. The Prime Minister initially tied the Voice to treaty and truth-telling demands from the Uluru Statement, but he is now attempting to separate them and present the Voice as a standalone item for voting. The debate around the Voice has caused division and bitterness within the country. The opposition accuses the Prime Minister of trying to distance himself from his earlier support for reparations and delivering the Uluru Statement in full. This change in stance has raised concerns about his commitment to Indigenous rights. Another point of contention is the Indigenous Affairs Minister, Linda Burney, who has been criticised for her performance in handling questions related to the Voice proposal. Her responses during question time have been seen as inadequate and lacking clarity. New South Wales Minister Tim Cranthorpe has been removed from his position as TAFE and Tertiary Education Minister after it was revealed that he had undisclosed private family land holdings in his electorate. Concerns were raised about a potential conflict between his public duties and his private interests. New South Wales Premier Chris Minns announced the sacking and stated that he had referred the matter to the Independent Commission Against Corruption due to concerns about a breach of the ministerial code and possible conflict of interest. The Independent Commission Against Corruption will investigate the matter. Federal Transport Minister Catherine King has caused controversy in the aviation sector by suggesting the need to reduce carbon emissions by getting planes out of the sky. She advocated for high-speed rail as an alternative to air travel, particularly for busy routes like Melbourne to Sydney. The aviation industry, including the Australian Airports Association, expressed surprise at the proposal, arguing that high-speed rail is still years away and its environmental impact is uncertain. Airlines have their own plans to achieve a net zero carbon emissions by 2050 through initiatives such as sustainable aviation fuel, electrification, green hydrogen, and offsets. Despite the challenges, they believe air travel is essential for a vast country like Australia. Scientists in Los Angeles have made a groundbreaking discovery in cancer research, developing a pill that effectively kills solid cancer tumors while sparing healthy cells. The pill targets a protein called PCNA, previously considered undruggable, which is present in most cancers and facilitates tumor growth. In testing on 70 different cancer cell types, including breast, prostate, brain, ovarian, cervical, skin, and lung cancers, the drug showed promising results without causing toxicity or reported side effects. The City of Hope Hospital in Los Angeles, led by the decade-long research and development of this potentially game-changing drug, the drug codenamed AOH1996 after a young girl named Anna Olivia Healy, who died from childhood cancer, has the potential to reduce side effects of other cancer treatments when used in combination with existing therapies. This development comes amid ongoing efforts to find a cure for cancer, with Pfizer scientists also claiming that cancer will be curable within a decade. And finally, in entertainment news, three former dancers of singer Lizzo have filed a lawsuit against her, along with Big Girl Big Touring Incorporated and dancer Shirlene Quigley, alleging that they were subjected to weight-shaming and sexually denigrating behaviour. The lawsuit claims that during a concert trip to Amsterdam in February of 2023, Lizzo invited the dancers for a night out in the city's red light district where they were pressured to participate in disturbing sex shows. The plaintiffs are seeking damages and punitive damages, while Lizzo's representatives have yet to respond to the allegations. And that's the breaking news this third day of August in 2023.
Follow The Troy Murphy Show on Twitter. Search Troy Murphy.
Stick around because coming up next, we answer that age-old question. When is the perfect time to send an email with a 94% opening rate? Indeed. But first, a quick look at the local news that broke across the Sutherland Shire this week. In the State Parliament this week, there was an uproar over ongoing bus service problems in St George and Sutherland Shire, which left children stranded on the side of the road. One incident involved a 7-year-old student having to walk 2 kilometres to school when the bus did not arrive. And in the afternoon, the school bus took the wrong route, forcing the pupil to cross a busy road. Transport Minister Joe Halen blamed the previous Liberal government for the disaster, stating that they prioritised awarding contracts based on the lowest price without considering the community's need or the reliability of services. Opposition leader Mark Speakerman criticised Ms Hayland's handling of the situation, while Oatley MP Mark Currie welcomed Transport for New South Wales' involvement in managing the services. The bus company Ugo Mobility attributed the problems to a severe shortage of bus drivers impacting their ability to provide regular services. And that's what's breaking this week in Sutherlandshire Local News.
The Troy Murphy Show, 7pm Thursdays on the Sutherlandshire's 2SSR 99.7 FM.
Here's a question I'm sure everyone has asked at some point in their life. When is the best time to send an email? Yes, the question that has broken the back of modern day society. No, that's a little bit too extreme. Intrigued. No. Well, anyway, new research has cracked the code on the best time to send emails. It turns out it's between 3 p.m. and 6 p.m. on a Sunday. Of course, by best, these researchers mean that it has a slightly higher chance of being opened. But seriously, who wants to receive emails on a Sunday afternoon? And who's checking their emails on a Sunday afternoon? Freaking loons. That's what that is. the only thing I'd be sending back to someone if they sent me an email on between 3 p.m. and 6 p.m. on a Sunday is, why the hell would you be emailing me on a Sunday? Apparently, the researchers, well, they've figured out that emails sent during low competition hours have a whopping 94% chance of being opened. Wow, I guess they learned this from the from analysing a mind-boggling 8.7 million emails. Well, that's what they did as part of their research. Oh my goodness, I hope they got to take Sunday afternoons off for their sanity of that project. 94%. You know, when everyone hears about this, all those marketing people, anyone trying to sell you something, your inbox is about to be flooded on a Sunday afternoon. So when you get to work on a Monday, or even open up your personal ones as you're going to bed, or maybe Monday morning before you start work, it's just going to be full of spam. And then this company, these research people, well, they're going to have to do another study and look at another 87 million emails to find out what the whopping chance of emails being open is. I wonder if it'll be 94% next time. Anyway, the joys of constant connectivity and blurred boundaries that remote work brings, and working from home and always being connected to the job. But don't worry, if you, like me, can't handle weekend emails, maybe we all should move to France, because the French, well, they have it figured out. They now have the legal right to ignore work emails outside of work hours. I love this. We should totally adopt this here in Australia, if not worldwide, except for one exception. That's sharing emails that have memes in it, because you can send me them anytime, any day, because laughs should never have restrictions. You're listening to a very crazy episode of The Troy Murphy Show.
For everything off air, follow The Troy Murphy Show on Instagram. Search The Troy Murphy Show.
Around, because coming up next, we talk about a self-proclaimed beauty expert who thinks that we're all getting uglier. Why are we getting uglier? Stay tuned to find out exactly why. It's coming up next. But first, attention, residents of the Sutherland Shire. It's time to take a look at the news that broke this week. Miranda residents are fighting to keep a children's playground in Altaringa Reserve. The council wants to move it to another location and create an off-leash dog park in part of the reserve. The community strongly oppose this, saying the current playground is beloved and provides a peaceful place for families. The council claims that they won't remove the playground but want to create a separate dog park. Residents are worried about losing the playground's natural beauty and tranquility. And that's what broke in Sutherland Shire local news this week.
The Troy Murphy Show, 7pm Thursdays on the Sutherland Shire's 2SSR 99.7 FM.
It's going to be a weird, wacky and wonderful news kind of night tonight, my friends, as we file this next segment under, mankind is getting uglier and uglier. Brace yourself, my friends, as a new theory is going around that will make you wish you were born in a different era. Now, according to a self-proclaimed facial analyst, we're getting uglier with each passing generation, and it's all thanks to our terrible habits and modern lifestyles. Now, as we know, the internet loves to judge appearances, and I am guilty of this. In fact, for a long time, I was employed to do just that. Judge appearances and determine which male models were hotter than the other to get featured as part of a men's magazine. I got paid to do that. I don't know why I quit that job. Probably because it didn't pay as well as it should have. But anyway, that's a different story. Now, judging appearances is being taken to a whole new level by declaring, and this is this guy, a universal decline in attractiveness. Yes, we're all getting ugly. Gone are the days of simple hot or not lists. Now we have scientific explanations for why we're apparently becoming less attractive. The culprit behind this so-called aesthetic apocalypse is none other than mouth breathing. Yes, you heard that right. It seems that our ancestors from the swinging 60s had it all figured out. Their attractive faces were a result of better developed jaws, and they knew how to breathe properly. Meanwhile, the present generation, us, we're so busy mouth breathing that it's making us ugly. Ugly. That on top of, bit of pollution, unhealthy diets, and sleep-deprived nights. Yeah, well, check all those boxes. So if you want to be the belle or the beau of the ball, here's a secret. Here's a secret recipe. Get, according to this analyst, and we'll take a listen to him in a second. Get some fresh air, preferably from the 60s. Invest in a time machine worthy wardrobe, and remember to shut your mouth. Only breathe through your nose. This is just ridiculous. That's why we love the crazy zany stuff here on the Troy Murphy Show. Let's take a listen to that that audio.
Have you ever looked at an old yearbook from the 1950s and wondered why teenagers or high schoolers look so much older than they do today? There are multiple theories for why this is the case, but the one that makes the most intuitive sense, at least to me, is presented in Contemporary Orthodontics by Prophet and colleagues using what's known as the functional matrix hypothesis. In simple terms, this theory states that the development of the face is dependent on the forces that you put on it. For the upper and lower jaw, which is what we really care about for getting an attractive or a handsome face, the tongue or other forces can push it downwards and outwards, and then new bone comes to fill it in its place. In this example, this little girl had a very severe sinus infection, so she would always be breathing through her mouth, and she wouldn't keep it closed long enough for the mandible or the lower jaw to develop properly. Now, your case is probably not as bad as this, but with 70% of the Western world having some kind of malocclusion or recession much like this, it's a very good explanation for why faces are becoming less and less attractive as time goes on. And much of it has to do with the modern lifestyle.
And there we have it. Now, while it is entertaining to hear bizarre explanations for our perceived decline in looks, let's not forget Bleeding Heart Troy is coming out to talk here. That true beauty lies in self-confidence and acceptance, or working behind a microphone so no one sees your face. So embrace your uniqueness, whether you have a chiseled jawline or not, and let's stop worrying about whether we are living up some ideal version of attractiveness. And with that, I'm going to take a break and Google mouth tape so I stop breathing through my mouth at night. You are listening to The Troy Murphy Show.
Stay tuned. More from The Troy Murphy Show coming up right after this.
The Reading Writing Hotline is there to help adults who have difficulties with reading, writing or spelling. Their number is 1300 655 06.
1300 655 06.
Go on, take the plunge.
Did you miss your favourite show? Did you want to listen back again? 2SSR is now on demand, so you can listen back whenever you want. Simply click on the show you want to listen back to on the live program guide by going to the 2SSR.com.au homepage. There you will find the show's on-demand player with the latest from your favourite show, music included. Take 2SSR wherever you go. It's as easy as click, play, enjoy.
They say that a change is as good as a holiday. So if you're looking for a new hobby or experience, then please join me, Anne Warren, for the Art and Soul program. We'll look at what's happening around the Shire with a focus on the arts. You'll hear about the latest exhibitions, events, festivals, or perhaps a fun and interesting workshop. It's live, it's local, it's 2SSR Art and Soul every Tuesday between 12 and 2 p.m. right here on 2SSR 99.7 FM and streaming live around the world on 2SSR.com.au.
Friday, Saturday, happy days. Sunday, Monday, happy days. Tuesday, Wednesday, happy days. Thursday, what a day. Tune your radio to the Troy Murphy Show. The Troy Murphy Show. Goodbye, Chris Cash. Hello, Lou. The Troy Murphy Show, it is for you. Thursday nights from 6 p.m. and then online all week long. Friday, Saturday, happy days. Sunday, Monday, happy days. Tuesday, Wednesday, happy days. Thursday, what a day. Tune your radio to the Troy Murphy Show. The Troy Murphy Show. The Troy Murphy Show. The Troy Murphy Show.
Never miss a show. Listen on demand. Click the Troy Murphy Show on the 2SSR.com.au homepage program guide.
Stick around because coming up next, discover the hidden truth, recent testimonies and revelations in Congress in the US of A shed light on the existence of UFOs, UAPs and potential extraterrestrial involvement. No more tinfoil hats, because the government is being called for, well, to be more transparent about the existence of aliens and UFOs indeed. But first, a quick look at the news that broke this week across the Southern Shire. Wanda Beach on Sunday, July 30, a 2-metre white shark was caught on a smart drumline. a shark management system used by the Department of Primary Industries. The drum lines, which are set 500 metres off beaches between Oak Park and Boat Harbour, are deployed daily based on weather conditions and collected before sunset. When a shark is caught, authorities are alerted and they respond by tagging and releasing the shark about 1 kilometre offshore. This process aims to ensure the safety of beachgoers and provide real-time alerts through the Shark Smart app and Twitter account, NSW Shark Smart, after the shark is released. And that's what broke this week in Sutherland Shire local news.
The Troy Murphy Show, 7pm Thursdays on the Sutherland Shire's 2SSR 99.7 FM.
Let's have some fun here on the Troy Murphy Show and mix things up with a little bit of serious news mixed with weird, wacky and wonderful news. So the fun stuff and the serious stuff mashed in together for this here segment. My friends, dear listeners, ladies, gentlemen, them, they and all, and of course those who are hate listening and whispering in the corridors about what I do here on the show. The subject of aliens and UAPs and UFOs. UFOs being unidentified flying objects. Now, today, known more commonly as UAPs, which are unidentified aerial phenomena. Why the change? Who knows? But the topic of UFOs, aliens and UAPs has been a topic of great interest and intrigue for many years. In fact, we've spoken about it here numerous times on the show, and even Friday Night Live's Kale Leishman has done a few little stories on aliens, with some stories even being from Australia too, up in Queensland. Now, recently there have been a significant amount of developments regarding these phenomenon, with several individuals coming forward to testify and shed light on the existence of UFOs and potential extraterrestrial involvement. And when I talk about several individuals coming forward, I'm not talking about the traditional tin foil wearing hat people who are a little bit cuckoo crazy. I'm talking serious people. For instance, testimonies in Congress on UFOs and recovered non-human biogenics. On July 27 in 2023, not that long ago, three military veterans, testified before Congress about UFOs. Among them, a former Air Force officer mentioned a secret program for reverse engineering UFOs and recovering non-human biologies. The testimony revealed the existence of a program that aimed to study and understand unidentified flying objects along with the recovery of non-human biological materials from crash sites. And that was reported in NPR, a reputable news source. We also saw claims of possessing intact alien vehicles. Now, a gentleman by the name of David Crush, and we're going to be talking about him a little bit tonight, a former intelligence official, claimed that the United States possesses intact alien vehicles with unique characteristics. This, of course, reported by The Guardian. The Guardian themselves. Crunch's knowledge was based on extensive interviews with high-level intelligence officials, and he reported the existence of a UFO material recovery program to Congress. It's important to note that Crunch did not claim personal sightings or disclose the storage locations of these alien vehicles. The plot, it thickens. Because there's another one. Concealed multi-decade UFO programs Retired Major David Grush, we've talked about him again, also testified that the US conceals a program to retrieve and reverse engineer UFOs and UAPs. This according to the AP News, Associated Press. Big names here. The Pentagon denies these claims, but admits to being aware of non-human activity related to UFOs since the 1930s. The Pentagon admits to being aware of non-human activity related to UFOs since the 1930s. Now, this David Grush guy, he faced retaliation as a whistleblower, and there has been bipartisan interest in the hearing to seek transparency on the UAP program. And what he does there, he backs up what the Air Force military people said in that the first article I spoke about. But wait, there's more. Dr. Sean Kirkpatrick, one of the leading the Pentagon's UAP task force, he expressed concerns about intelligent or extraterrestrial technical surprise. I'm not quite sure what that means. As the Pentagon has analyzed over 800 mysterious sightings reported by the military, not crazy zany people wearing the tinfoil hats, smoking the hooch, or was it drinking the hooch and smoking the wacky tobacco out in the hills reporting this. No, it's the military. All Domain Anonymity Resolution Office, also known as the AARO. I like it when they do the abbreviations because the names are weird and hard to pronounce. They focus on detecting and identifying these objects with an emphasis on national security. I'm glad someone's looking after national security. However, it is essential to note that not all reported phenomena are considered to be of extraterrestrial origin. That's of the 800 mysterious sightings reported by the military. So maybe some are? I think our friends at the ABC News, that's where this one came from, need to look into that a little bit more. Now, there's two more. Well, one more, sorry. Number five, the call for government transparency on UFOs. This is a big one, ladies, gentlemen, them, they, and all, and the hate listeners. Various officials and lawmakers have been pushing for more government transparency regarding UFOs and UAPs. Witnesses testify about their encounters with mysterious objects, and some have even claimed that the government possesses UAPs and non-human remains of pilots. However, the lack of transparent reporting processes and stigma surrounding UAP investigations has hindered progress in understanding and addressing these phenomena. A little while ago, we did an interview with a woman who says she saw a UFO in her house. I'm starting to believe her a little bit more. After all these recent developments in the field of UFOs and UAPs, whatever you want to call it, have brought the topic into the forefront of public discussion and government interest, testimonies from former intelligence officials and military personnel have shed light on the existence of secret programs, potential extraterrestrial technology, and the recovery of non-human materials from UFO crash sites. Now, while there is no concrete evidence yet of extraterrestrial life, I'm going to emphasize that yet, or concrete evidence of the possession of an alien spacecraft by the US government, the call for greater transparency and understanding of these phenomena remain a prominent issue in both public and government spheres. Indeed. I only hope that our good mate Donald J. Trump gets back into office And he's pressured by whoever pressures the president to reveal this information. We need to know, ladies and gentlemen. We need to know. And of course, that was just commentary for those playing along at home, wondering if I'm reporting or giving serious opinion or news. No, that's just commentary. It's the silliness of this weird, wacky, wonderful news mixed with serious. So, you know, if you're playing along and wondering which parts are serious, which part aren't, well, some parts of this story were serious. When I'm referring to the news articles, the commentary part are the silly, the opinion, and the having the fun at this segment. Because I'm still in the, camp when it comes to aliens. But I guess the military experts, even the Pentagon, they've come out saying that there's a high chance. Who knows? Who knows indeed? You are listening to The Troy Murphy Show here on 2SR FM 99.7.
It's crazy and it's zany, it's delirious but brainy, tastes a little gamey, the Troy Murphy Show.
Weird. Unique. It's just like a train wreck, you just can't stop listening.
So tune the radio dial on, Thursday nights at 7 from. We're gonna put the radio on, the Troy Murphy Show.
And now for the big ending!
The Troy Murphy Show.
And it's all over, just like that.